Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. David Gage, author of the Partnership, a Partnership Charter, which is an outstanding book I recommend to you. David, tell us where it's available and how to find you online.
Well, it is available from Amazon and at major bookstores and online. You can find read about it, get a couple chapters free at BMCAssociates.com. All right. B as in boy, M Mary, C Charlie, Associates.com.
So check that out, and we appreciate the time you've given us for the last 14 years, David. Folks, David is one of our topic partnership experts, and that's what we've been talking about. But mostly, David, for a couple of seconds, mostly newer partnerships. What about those that are long in the tooth, they're mature, they're getting close to being split up, somebody's retiring, maybe somebody's sick, maybe they're just tired, maybe they're just tired of each other, whatever it may be. Talk to us. Yeah. Let's take this segment and talk about divestiture.
When people are starting out, they're not thinking about how they're ending. They're just, I mean, you have to focus on how you're starting out and how you're going to get this thing going. But really, it's smart even from the beginning for people to talk about where they want to wind up. It's like the pilot. There's no pilot who takes off without knowing where they're going to land. Mm-hmm. It just, you got to do it. So as people get closer toward the end of their partnership, they rarely are on board and have a clear plan about what they're going to do. But oftentimes those plans include turning over the business to their best employees or selling it or whatever. But they need to get on board, because that's tricky to figure out the ending of your partnership. And if it's going to involve new partners, they probably need to succeed in order for you to really get paid out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get paid out over time as the business goes forward successfully. And if it doesn't, they come up short. So for a business owner who's turning over a business, we're working right now with two companies, one that's about 25 years old in the real estate business, another consulting firm where two partners are the founders and they're turning it over to five new partners in the business. In both cases, the existing owners who are retiring are saying to the new partners, potential partners, you guys need a partnership charter. You guys got to think through how you're going to do this, mm-hmm. and show us that what your plans are makes sense, because we're going to enter into an engagement with you where you're buying us out. So it really behooves them to know that the next generation is a generation of strong partners. They have an idea about how they're going to be partners.
Right. Well, in that particular case, that scenario, it's more likely for there to be enough time taken to do the right thing, right? I mean, you're not creating something from scratch. Everybody's not anxious to get the business going.
Well,
people are more thoughtful and patient in this scenario, aren't they? Because you kind of know what you're spending.
You'd think so, Jim, but both of these businesses are very successful businesses. They're making lots of money. They are very busy, and the thought about slowing down and focusing on their partnership. But what I tell them is, okay, you can skip this, but you'll spend the time later making up for it, because sooner or later it won't go well if you guys don't have a good plan for mm-hmm. how you're going to be partners. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to say, wait a minute, I'm not making enough money, and but they didn't really talk about compensation.
So do you, and this includes whether one person is going to leave and the other was going to continue. How often do both leave and they just turn it over to a new owner and or the employees?
That's very interesting. In the real estate partnership that we're going to be working with starting any day now, one partner is ready to leave like tomorrow. The other partner says, I want to stay around for like 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Well, therein, too, lies a little wrinkle
right.
that needs to be really talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of planning.
Folks, you need
partnership.
Help. Dr. David Gage can do that. Give us the website again, David.
It's bmcassociates.com.
All right. And the book is called The Partnership Charter. You can get it at Amazon. I encourage you to do that. Hey, David, good job today. Come back soon.
Great talking with you.
Dr. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. He's got a lot more to teach us. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.